Calling all parents and teachers. It's time to rep Kid News and check out some partner brands and products we think you're going to love. Since it's an election year, how about a kid's book on voting? Or colorful ideas for a spring refresh of that messy homework desk? Plus, there's always fun Kid News swag. Moms, dads, guardians, and teachers, go to starglowmedia.com/shop to check it all out. If you're listening on a podcast platform, you can also find the store link in the description for today's episode. And don't forget, subscribe to Starglow Plus to skip the ads on all your favorite Starglow podcasts. Happy listening!
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. And we begin with a remarkable story of calm in the midst of chaos. A student pilot on his very first lesson in a Cessna had to land the plane himself after his instructor passed out mid-flight. Australian Max Sylvester says he was about an hour airborne when he realized he was on his own. Max radioed to Mayday, and the first question that came back, had he ever landed a plane before? Max said no, but trying to lighten the situation, added that his instructor did say he was the best student he'd ever had. It took an hour for the tower to talk him in, but the rookie made what witnesses say was a textbook landing. The owner of the flight school says he's never seen anything like it, and better still, the instructor is in stable condition and is expected to make a full recovery. Dorian made the right turn Floridians were hoping for. Now it appears that the coastline will be spared the worst of its wrath as it heads north and east instead of west. This morning, though, it remains a strong hurricane with winds hovering around 100 miles per hour on a path that could take it across the Outer Banks of North Carolina before it spins back out over the Atlantic. At its peak, Dorian packs sustained winds of 185 miles per hour and staggering gusts to 225 miles per hour as it raked the Bahamas and cemented its place as the second most powerful Atlantic storm in modern history. Only Hurricane Allen in 1980 was stronger. Government officials in the Bahamas say it will take weeks to total Dorian's damage, but initial surveys suggest it destroyed more than 13,000 properties, or roughly 45% of all the homes on Abaco Island and Grand Bahama. Who knew space needed a clock? Apparently, NASA did. The agency just activated the most precise timekeeper ever flown into orbit. It's called the Deep Space Atomic Clock, and it's up to 50 times more stable than those currently used on satellites. This one will spend a year in Earth's orbit to test its accuracy before being sent out to the great beyond, where scientists say it will help astronauts navigate their way to Mars. Atomic clocks must be extra precise for travel through space because everything is bigger, including the impact of mistakes. According to NASA, accurately measuring billionths of a second could mean the difference between a safe landing on Mars and missing the planet entirely. Notre Dame beat Louisville the other night, but that was not the storyline that followed the game. All the talk surrounds a Marsha Brady moment, an out-of-bounds pass from Cardinals quarterback Ian Book that nailed an unsuspecting cheerleader right in the face. She's confirmed her nose is broken, but she's taking the accident in stride. She's reposted the video, thinks it's cool her nose is trending, and says she'll always have a good story to tell. Microplastics have found their way into another natural wonder. Researchers just announced that they've detected the tiny particles in several different locations in the waters of Lake Tahoe on the California-Nevada border. But they also say it's not surprising, since the microscopic plastic has already been found in ocean fish and raining down from the sky in the Pyrenees Mountains straddling France and Spain. Scientists say they're not sure where the plastic came from this time, but say it could be from bathing suits, beach gear, or even nylon ropes used to tie up boats. And that's it for Kid News this morning. Now, our Kid News quiz. Why did a student pilot need to make his first ever landing alone? His instructor passed out. Dorian made a right turn as forecasters predicted. Where is it headed next? It is hugging the Florida coastline, possibly on its way to coastal Georgia and the Carolinas. Microplastics have just turned up in what pristine body of water? Lake Tahoe on the California-Nevada border. How many times more stable is the clock just launched into space? 50 times more stable than those used on satellites. And in one for the road this morning, never say the Queen doesn't have a sense of humor. The number one royal in Great Britain recently had a bit of fun at the expense of some American tourists. They were touring the gardens of Balmoral Estate, which is one of the Queen's castles, when they stumbled upon Her Majesty out for a walk. Trouble is, they didn't recognize her beneath her headscarf. Still, they chatted up the nice old lady, wondered if she lived nearby, and if she'd ever met the Queen. The pranking royal replied that although she did indeed live close, she'd never met Her Highness. Then she pointed to her security officer and said, "But this policeman has." It was that staffer who later shared the story with the Times of London. If you like what you're hearing, please like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Kid News, or follow us on Instagram at News Corp, N-U-Z-C-O-R-P. Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.